fuck Willow.
You're listening to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club.
Welcome back to the Beard Cave. For the second time, but you guys don't know about that. I'm your host, Ricky Piven, and with me as always, my co-host. So, I'm not even going to fucking tell you what the podcast is about. We just spent an hour recording the Willow episode, and a fucking computer fucked up, and we lost it. We don't have it.
It's gone forever.
So, we wanted to at least put something out. We did come up with the idea for the Thundercast in the last thing. We were talking about Thundercats and fucking He-Man, and it was a cool fucking episode, yeah. But the computer, right when I hit stop recording, the computer was like, oh, fuck, guess what? This program has stopped working. Go fuck yourself.
All that shit you just recorded? Yeah, we don't care about that.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
But no, we watched Willow from 1988.
About a fucking little dwarf in the Fellowship of the Baby.
The Fellowship of the Baby.
And they had to walk and throw the baby at a queen.
Yeah, no, that's it.
That's the movie.
You got fucking hobbits, which are called Nelwyn.
Yes.
And Diakinis, who are like humans.
Yeah. Also, one-boobed bikinis.
One-boobed bikinis, yeah, that's right. That's what
we discussed.
They get a hold of this baby, Allura Danann, who is destined to fuck up Queen Bavmorda, who is evil as shit.
Yep.
So, they get a hold of it somehow, they're gonna stop Bavmorda from getting it, but they still gonna go fucking kill Bavmorda before she can kill the baby.
Right.
Shenanigans ensue.
Yeah, this is the fucking two-dick Hydra.
Double-dick.
Double-dick Hydra. There's a fucking witch that keeps getting turned into different fucking animals.
Yeah,
because Willow doesn't know shit about magic.
Yeah, there's fucking people who remind us of Mumra and Skeletor.
Yeah! Yeah, and fucking Bavmorda looks like fucking Mumra, but she's fucking evil in.
Yeah, and General Kale, who is her number one guy, is fucking got a skeleton mask on his face. It's a skull mask, so he's Skeletor. They're fucking cranking it up on each other.
Oh, yeah.
And, you travel through the world.
And we meet Matt Mardigan on the way.
You meet some brownies.
You meet the brownies and some fairies.
Yeah. And some magic.
Yeah.
Ensues.
Fucking.
Damn.
Fucking damn.
It turns out, however, that at the end of the movie, they fucking get rid of the evil bitch queen.
Yeah, she gets struck by lightning and she dies. And then they fucking give Willow a spellbook and be like, you can be a sorcerer. Go back to your homeland. Roll credits.
Yeah, no. Bavmorda's evil daughter, sorcerer, becomes good and starts fucking giving blowies to Val Kilmer.
Right?
What else did we miss?
Erk. The fucking Viking.
Yeah. Erk. There's a beard count. There's some beards. There's some battles. There's some fucking carnage that ensues. It's all kinds of fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we got fucked on this one.
You're fucked on this recording.
This movie is so fucking long.
Oh, yeah. That's almost 2 hours and 20 minutes of fucking shit.
Yeah, of, like, walking.
Yeah, like, I had never seen this movie before. I thought I did, but I didn't. I've seen one scene, the Mad Barty getting the birdcage scene.
Peck.
He calls everyone fucking Peck. All the fucking midgets are called Pecks. And, there's, like, 45 minutes of good in this movie, and the other hour and 20 minutes is just them fucking walking. It's worse than the Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings got a lot of walking, but there's a lot of fucking fighting, there's a lot of shit going on, a lot of fucking creatures being built.
Yeah.
This movie, just walking.
Yeah. Mad Mardigan.
Nothing else.
One word.
Yeah. Mad Mardigan. Yeah, it's not two names. Mad Mardigan.
Yeah.
And they go down on a sled on a mountain in the snow.
We were much more enthusiastic about it the first time we talked about it. But you know what?
I'm going to give you guys something so you don't think we just fucking bailed on you. But yeah, we did record an episode and we got fucking lost. And you figure in the time that it took between we recorded that episode and lost it and recorded this episode that maybe we could have picked another movie for next time. We could have set it on this one because last time we said we didn't know either. We're going to pick a movie that you guys recommended. And we discussed that if you guys want us to watch a movie specifically and you want to buy it and you want to bring it over to our house, we'll watch it with you and you can guest host with us.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to spend money on it, that's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, we're into that. And, oh shit, we missed that part where Matt Mardigan was trying to get the baby, and he was like, give me the baby.
Give me the cash.
Oh, fuck.
Whatever. Damn it.
It was bound to happen one of these days.
Yeah.
Sorry that it happened now.
Yeah, but at least it happened on a shitty movie.
Ouch. I told you there was nostalgia, man.
Yeah. Well, I gave it 2.5, and you gave it, what, 3.5?
3.5, yeah.
Yeah, only because of nostalgia. Without the nostalgia, we would have fucking broke even.
Probably. I mean, it's one of those things. I think that when you're younger, you appreciate this kind of thing more.
Oh, like, yeah.
I remember growing up loving the fuck out of this
movie. I'm sure if I watched this when I was a kid, it would have been cool as shit. I would have been fucking down with Willow.
Oh, yeah, I was.
But I watch it now, and I'm like, you know all the shit I've, you know all the shit I've watched that's long, that's good? Like, I can sit through the Lord of the Rings extended editions. It's like fucking 12 hours of movies if you watch all three of them.
Yeah.
I can sit through that, no problem.
I got that shit, yeah. That's
Willow,
just so...
halfway through, I fall asleep on a fucking couch.
Because
it's boring. Yeah, nothing's happening.
It's not as bombastic as you would hope for.
Man, nothing is happening.
Oh, well, fuck it.
So, we talked about Willow 2.
Yeah, they're talking about... because Lucasfilms is owned by Disney, and Disney wants to make 2 Lucasfilms movies a year coming up soon. And they only have so many properties to draw on, so you know they're going to be drawing on Willow eventually. And Warwick Davis is all about that shit. He's
right?
Like, fuck yeah, I'm fucking... What else have I done, you know? Like, I am Willow.
Yeah, it's all
people
he's done.
Know me as Willow...
And Wicket.
Wicket and fucking the professor from some of that fucking Harry Potter shit.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like some goblins in that
He was one of the goblins at the bank.
Oh, and the leprechaun. He's the fucking leprechaun.
He's the leprechaun, yeah.
I'm the leprechaun. Like, that shit is creepy as fuck. Did Jennifer Aniston dump him in that movie?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fucking...
Who knows?
Bullshit recording. So, but... Well... It is what it is. At least there's something. So I am your host, Ray Piven.
I'm your co-host, Shane Reich.
Watch some fucking movies, grow a fucking beard.
Keep on growing.
If you have any questions or recommendations for the show, you can email us at beardedbrothersmc@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at @BBMCPodcast, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/beardedbrothersmc.